Mystery Seekers, welcome back. I'm your host and the storyteller, and today I will pick back up with Enigma Part 2. So when you're ready, Mystery Seekers, jump on board this coaster of suspense, horror, and thrills and travel through the mysterious mind of Ken the Storyteller.
My heart raced as the tapping and the humming continued. I was not so much curious anymore. I was freaked out. Like, what was in that dang tomb? I ran for the door and it wouldn't open. I turned around and the box started to creak open. I started to turn the knob and it wouldn't open still. I knew it wasn't locked. I got in so easily. That's when the light started to flicker, the little light that there was, and the tomb started to open more. I froze and I wanted to turn around. Instantly, the wording on the tomb started to appear on the walls as if someone invisible was writing. I fell to my knees, praying to the Most High, get me out of this place and I'll never disobey again. I was scared. It seemed like forever before the Lord heard me. But of course, I know now He was teaching me a lesson to obey. The door opened and I ran so fast back to my bed and never looked back there again.
Mystery Seekers, I'll leave you with this. Proverbs 30:17. The eye that mocketh at his father and despises to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out and the young eagles shall eat it.
Thank you for tuning in for a little tale. Please follow me on Instagram as Ken the Storyteller and visit my business page, Thriller Novelist. Also check out Ken the Storyteller over there on YouTube. You will get tales in video form. Please like, subscribe, and send your friends. Thank you for all your support. And until next time, keep a watch out for the mystifying world of suspense, horror, and thrills with your host, Ken the Storyteller. See you next time. Bye, Mystery Seekers.